מסייעת לו נשאישה איתו למעלה וניף דייק בשיס. We're going to start with the Kasha. Kasha is that now that we've established that the Mishnah says that if you can promise the night of Yudalit, now the question is why? Why do you have to do B'dikah the night of Yudalit? Yip Zayt B'shis, let's do B'dikah on Erev Pesach, on Yudalit by day. B'shis, what does B'shis mean? What time is B'shis, I should say? Fifth, what does that mean? The end of the fifth, the beginning of the sixth. Rashi says, Nivdaik Chameitz B'tchila Shesh. Let's do B'dikas Chameitz, the beginning of the sixth hour. That's what Rashi says the Gemara's Kash is. That means, we would call that, 12 o'clock is noon, we would call that 11 o'clock. Right, the beginning of the sixth hour, an hour before Chasai. Rashi says, V'kaidim Isura Yivarin. And then you'll look for it for the sixth hour, and then before the Issa, which is noon, you'll be able to burn it. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Now the Gemara, these two words, the Nivdik B'shis, have tremendous ramifications, although it's only a Havamin in the Gemara, it's not a Maskana. The fact that the Gemara could entertain such a Havamin has two very important areas that it comes to teach us something. Before we begin the discussion, we have to first just know what the Mishnah says later. It's actually much like it's in the Mishnah later, but we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and our whole discussion is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. That on Erev Pesach, basically, we are doing fast, and this is Chatzos. Right, so this is Chatzos. It's a daraisa that starts from Chatzos and on. Min haTorah, all the Dinei Chametz begin from Chatzos. It's Rachila, Sirhana, according to many Yishayim and Bar Yirah, Bar Yimate, they all begin after Chatzos. Before Erev Pesach, before Chatzos, there are no Yisurim at all. We do have one, the way we pass him. So from 11, there are two Rabbah. If the Rachima begins at 10, and the Isra Hanah begins at 11. Okay? Anyway. You get the idea. This Anah begins at 11 o'clock, and this Achima begins at 10. That means you're letting Chavitz until 10, or whatever it comes out. It doesn't come out exactly 10 o'clock, but it means till the end of the fourth hour, beginning of the fifth. This is the fifth hour, 10 to 11, and this is the sixth hour. 11 to 12 is Shah Shishas. We're going to discuss today the status of Shah Shishas, we mean this hour. I don't want anybody to get confused. Which hour is Shah Shishas? So to be clear, the hour that we will be discussing today is this hour, from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, right? This whole time, which this is Shah Shishas, okay, that's what we call the sixth hour. Because of our class, we call that from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, but that's the sixth hour of the day. The last hour before Hatzai Sayyai is that sixth hour. And that hour, Nidai Bishis, the Gemara's Kasha is Dubadika, at the beginning of the sixth hour. And like Rashi says, you burn it before the Zman Issa, before noon, before the Zman Issa Chomet Daraisa begins. Okay, that's Pshat Nagam. Now, the Shaila, the practical Shaila, we'll get to the London, the practical Shaila is the following. Dera Pesach, you have to burn your Chomet. Until what time are you allowed to burn your chametz? You know, you can't eat it. If you look in your calendars, it says Seizman Achila, 10, or whatever it comes out to be. Seizman Hanah, 11, or whatever it is, the minute that comes out. When is the Seizman Sreifas chametz? By when do you have to burn the chametz? Many Yidden, myself included, burn the chametz early in the day. You know, get rid of who wants to have chametz in the house. You know, so I dam shakris, I come home and I eat breakfast and then I burn the chametz. So, you know, it's before, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't have shakris. The question is the halacha. How light does halacha allow you to burn the pot? And destroy the pot. I said, "Well, then you destroy it." How late are you allowed to destroy the pot? It struck me one year. For whatever reason, Rav Yontif had to go into the Baruch Park and pick something up, and it was close to Chatzai Sayyan, and I saw people first burning their chametz. It really struck me as very strange that people are going to wait that long. I mean, I burn the chametz, I go sell chametz to a guy, to the people that make me shulchan, and after that I first traveled to Baruch Park. I then it was already close to Chatzai, and there were people just burning their chametz. It struck me as a little strange to burn the chametz in the sixth hour. You know, it was funny because the place I was going happened to be a mikvah on the block. So I figured once I was there, I ran into to go to the mikvah, and I got this. So there was a fellow by the door that he said, "You can't go in yet. Go chatzais, you know, my mikvah or Pesach is chatzais, you know." They don't open up before chatzais. So it was funny, go to mikvah or Pesach, but some adagdic in the month. And burning chametz, and Mishnah Berurah simply says that you can't, it's too late to burn it. And you'll say, it's too late, since you should burn it earlier. You know, like burning chametz to go into the mikveh. It's like, you know, it used to be a little. Right, but I'm not, we're talking now about the halacha. Are you allowed to burn chametz in that? So, those of you who learned the tshuva I gave from Shlomo Zalman, he brings down, in the name of the Ketzef Mishnah and the Baal Amar, and he said, came first like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Kama Mekaymis. He doesn't say, well, I don't think where the Kama Mekaymis are, but one of them is in Simon Tuf Mem Hei, the Fala. They say that you have to burn the chametz by the beginning of the sixth hour. You're not allowed to wait the sixth hour. You have to burn it by, let's say, by 11 o'clock. The Lashon, and a few of you came over to me, the Lashon isn't by the end of the fifth, the Lashon is the Tchila Shesh. But at least at the beginning, and those at 11 o'clock, you have to set about burning. You can't wait until noon. Not allowed to wait for noon. You have to begin burning the chametz alone. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Harad, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Baal Amar, the Kesef Mishnah of Lashon, that he brings Mishayigiyah Shah Shishis, Sarach Levara in the Na'ama. Mishayigiyah Shah Shishis, when the sixth hour comes, that you have to burn it. Now, the svara for this shita, the shita of the Kesef Mishnah, is a very strong svara. Why? Why does Chazal answer Hanor from 11 o'clock? Then I tell you, Hanor is only up to 12. Why did Chazal say till 11? What's the answer? Because a person made a mistake. The Maharchik Al Tarachaka. Chazal said, look, you might make a mistake, and the Gemara says it might be a cloudy day. You won't be able to tell exactly by the sun, that it's to be able to tell time by the sun, you won't be able to tell when it's Chazal, you make a mistake. So as a Hakaka, we hear it now. So Hasvara, they said this. Chazal made a Hakaka of an hour for the Din Isra Hanah, that for the Mitzvah Tasei, a Tashbisa Sarni Batechen, they would also make a Hakaka. Why should you make a Hakaka for one and not for the other? So Hasvara may say that the Svara is very glad, like the Kesef Mishnah and Alamar and Shulchan Harad, that a person should have to burn his chametz by the sixth hour, or at most in the first minute of the sixth hour. And a person should have to burn his chametz by the sixth hour, the same hakaka of 1 hour. Well, why should Tashbisu be any different than Yisra Hagar? I could talk to you. It's very hard to understand. Why should Tashbisu be any different than... That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aharah. He brings that the Archaeokim, the Lady of Yehuda, and the Rashi Yosef disagree. Rashi Yosef is a safer here on Stockton, and Akhidal from his days. And Yehuda and Tshuva, they both say, that Chazal were only guys that have hakka for eating and for hanah. For Teshbisu, they didn't make exam. Yeah.
So in the first one, why did Rabban have to have extra one million? They should have said that not funny.
You see, the language that the Mishnah used was Toivin Kol Chamesh. The Sarf and Mitzvah Shesh. You'll see in a second, they hold that Rabbana did say straight. I'll explain the Lashon in a second if they establish a good sheet. So the second sheet is the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rosh Hashanah. And they hold that Chazal were not going to Ahakaka for Tashbis. He saw it for that. If anybody come up with a cross saw it, it's a little difficult. Once you start eating it, you'll get involved and you'll forget it. Burning it, so there's nothing to get involved in. I know you'll get involved in cooking for Pesach or in something else and shopping and you'll forget. It's like,
how can you say that to my friend?
Go on.
How can you say that? So, the word is on Ahilah.
Why? What's the difference?
Why
is it so important? Sorry, says I should have not heard. It's related, it's Surim. They're all the Surim Chametz. The Torah put a bunch of the Surim Chametz in. Svarim would seem to make them. So that's what the Rebbe writes. The Rebbe says the chiluk is that for an avera that you do for kumbaseh, which is worse, somebody gets up and does an avera. For an avera that's done for kumbaseh, Chazal made a harkaka of an arum. This is an avera eating, having a mar. That's an issue for kumbaseh, Chazal made a harkaka. Tashbisu, which is an avera of the sheva al tase. If you don't burn the chametz in time, you're even avera b'sheva al tase by sitting and not doing something. So for that, Chazal didn't make a hafak. What's the difference? Let's see. What's the difference? This is that avera is b'kum ba'aseh.
What? By doing an action, you're showing it's a bigger for your entity, like you're showing more, like you know, for example, kind of thing.
It's a bigger, is that true? It's a bigger, Aveira to do an Aveira because I say an Aveira shut out pastor. Maybe. What? And I just remembered now, you mentioned it. It just reminded me that there's a Rabbi Chanan in the Kaibitzaris, I don't remember exactly where. He said, this which Rabbanah, the Iker, the Reis of the Sheva al pastor. But Rabbanan have a right to be Iker with the rights of B'Sheva al Taseh, not B'Kum Baseh. I think Rabbi Chanan wants to learn that an Aveira is not necessarily for B'Sheva. Rabbi Chanan says, like you're saying, an Aveira B'Sheva al Taseh is not as bad as an Aveira B'Kum Baseh. But still he has learned, but at least it's such an idea. Yeah.
Maybe
you'll
have a week after the 7th hour, you'll be having an Aveira B'Kum Baseh, you can actually conceive it, you're full of proof. You still have
but that is no issue. Yeah, but that's not
true.
But it's not. The Gemara doesn't say your reason. The Gemara says that it's examined Shemlein Ma'unan because of a cloudy day. Once the person swallowed the chametz and it's in his stomach, it's not also Bama anymore. The stomach, not, I don't know, it's not really like a teller, but there's no issue to have enough in the chametz in your stomach. You ask me why, once you swallowed it. I think it becomes part of the person. If a person swallows chametz, some has a dim that the person has. Because if a person swallows something, touches a davar tameh, he becomes tameh, and he regurgitates something, that thing is also tameh. Even though the davar tameh didn't touch it, he had a ring in the stomach, the davar tameh didn't touch it. But if a person becomes tameh, I assume the things in his stomach have the same dim, they're not part of the person. Yeah. The Kavod HaBriyos, we find that the Reis of the Sheva al Taseh not B'Kum Baseh. It's also a Raya, alright, so we have Reis L'Chaira, that an Aveira, the Reis of the Sheva al Taseh is not as dear as an Aveira B'Kum Baseh. It's a Chiddush, why should it be that way? But, alright, that's what the Nebuchadnezzar is saying.
Can you write
that in the Bible? Yes, I can. You're going to say B'Shavah Tazeh, right? This is Ramban, not that. This is Ramban touches Yisrael. He says, even though I say that, let's say it's worse. It's not to help with the event. But again, we did not view the Shita, and this is the Shita. We could have a Kasha or not have a Kasha. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rosh Yosef is that you're allowed to burn the Chametz until the seventh hour. Chazal and that. Or such a thing. Now, we have a problem. The problem is that there are two Gemaras which seem to say opposite things. In Daf Yud Aleph it says, Taylor Falfamesh, the starting the Tchila Shesh. The Taylor, that means the Chavit, the whole fifth hour, you can do whatever you like with it, Taylor, you can let it hang around. And then start with the Tchila Shesh. And if you burn it, the Tchila Shesh sounds like the Shulchan Aruch Haran. The Lashon of that Mishnah, the start with the Tchila Shesh, sounds like a very Shem Mishnah of the Shulchan Aruch Haran. Connected that, which seems to say you burn in the beginning of the sixth hour, we have our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say Mefurish Vakem. Our Gemara seems to be a Ferish like the Nevi Yehuda. The Gemara says the Nivdai Bishis. Should do Bedikah in the sixth hour. Obviously, you don't burn it till after Bedikah. During Bedikah, you find the Chametz and then you burn it. How could the Gemara say, Nivdak Bishis? According to the Shulchan Aruch Haran, it's very schwer. We have here a famous Gemara that says you do Bedikah during the sixth hour. Which means that you're not stopped first by the beginning of the sixth hour. You're first searching for the Chametz in the sixth hour. So Nivdei Bishis, that's Mashma, that you're first doing Bedikah the sixth hour. So we have a problem. We're going to have to say that one of the two Gemaras is Lav Dafka somehow. Obviously, the Yehuda hold that our Gemara is Dafka, and the Yenna Mishnah is Lav Dafka, and the Shulchan Aruch Haran hold that Yenna Mishnah is Dafka, and this is Lav Dafka. But it's a problem. So the Rishon Zalman writes that according to the Shulchan Aruch Haran, you have to say Taich for Nivdei Bishis means you should complete your Bedikah by the sixth hour. But as he's saying, Lav Gemara Lav Dafka doesn't mean do Bedikah in the sixth hour. Nivdei Bishis means finish the Bedikah by the sixth hour. Good.
And then burn it right away.
And then burn it right away. The definitive Rashi, he's saying in the Gemara, the definitive Rashi, Skim Rashi Nivdaik. What does Rashi look like? Rashi seems to be fairish, like the Shita. Like the Nadirda, right? Is the Rashi seen? No, I don't see the Rashi. Rashi Nivdaik, what is Rashi's Rashi? Nivdaik, the Tchila Sheish. Chamech, the Tchila Sheish. The Kredim Isura Yivanenu. Isn't Rashi the famous, what seems? And Shulchan Aruch Haran could say, I don't pass like Rashi, I pass like the Kesef Mishnah. So the Rashi here seems to be the famous like the Lady Yehuda. Unless the Deacon is still there. But the Kaidim Yisurai, what does Kaidim Yisurai in our enemy? What is Kaidim Yisurai? The word Kaidim Yisurai seems to be... You say this, I mean, yeah. It sounds like that you can burn it Kaidim Yisurai before... So what does Rashi say? Nivda comes to Tchila Sheish, Yivarem. The split second you do your Bedikah, some people try to do it that way. And then you burn it. That is, it's not mashma, but Nivda takes time. It's got to take a few minutes.
So we say, Tchila Sheish, that means they have to dig before it. Maybe it's three, that they all come in one. To do the strengthening of the Tchila Sheish means that do a Bedikah and...
Do you want to talk about washing the Rashi?
Yeah,
Why is it? That kind of misura is not necessary.
So you can do it with your people. So
you
can
Yaki.
Let's just take one sentence and one part out. This whole amount is theoretical. Nothing is about the same. Why is Allah acting in these other people? And I can afford it. Very well, again,
not that this happens. Generally, even the Gemara and Akasha is the didactic of the question.
The Gemara is the same. The Gemara is the same theory.
So Naniach, Rosh Hashanah Gemara. What about Rosh Hashanah?
That's the
Rosh
Hashanah Gemara.
There's no reason to say that the Gemara hopped on a sheker. No reason.
This Gemara is
talking.
This Gemara is
talking.
Also, the law is not the
first.
The Gemara is not the
same.
What
do
you think?
The Gemara says, why don't you do
particular
in the 6th hour? That language
is
improper.
Why is that so early? You used to have people do theater. Theoretically,
the beginning
is
2 hours.
Theoretically, the
need to be
so late. There's no reason to
sleep
the night before.
So why
take
the
shit
to say the
need to be
for
punish? Because not anyone talking about
the
law. Talking about
the Machshin was an intelligent young person who knew the halacha. He knew he wouldn't. He didn't say nivdek b'shiva. Say nivdek b'shis. I mean, there's a reason he stopped the rush and nivdek b'shis. We assume even after Chavamina that it's a proper rush. And Shana Dhamma says, Nivdek the Shis means you should be bited by the 6th hour. Which, right, it's the way the Taish is. He's not saying the Gemara is a Shekhar, he's just saying it means by the 6th hour. But in Rashi, it doesn't fit so well. If you turn the page for a minute and look at Rashi, the third white line, Rashi says, Sasan B'Tchil HaShesh, look at Rashi there. Sasan B'Tchil HaShesh, see what Rashi says? This Rashi is like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, because of Mishnah. I don't know why Rashi Zama doesn't say that. The Tchila Shesh, the Lo Yamkin at Tchila Shesh, but you can't wait until the 7th hour, if you show them Tchila Shesh.
You
shouldn't
do it,
just
lay down the rest
of the hour. It's a Tchila. That's how you catch Gemara. Rashi's catching the Gemara. The Gemara says, start from the Tchila Shesh. Now maybe you say, you get the whole 6 hours. Rashi says, no. But you show them Tayyip B'Shah. People make a mistake for an hour. So therefore, it's talking to Tchila Shesh.
So
they
said,
you don't
begin
it? Yeah, until
the 7th hour.
If you guys put it in. But Rashi says, if you show them Tayyip B'Shah, Rashi says, Chazal were going to tell us, even if this is a Shabbat Pasa. Right? Because if you just said, Chazal didn't make it today, where a person makes a mistake, that's right. And Rashi says, talking to Tchila Shesh, that Chazal did make such a mistake. Appears to be a theory of Rashi. At any rate, the Levi Yehuda does have a strong raya from a Gemara later on after days on the days. And some of you might have looked at the Gemara, some of you didn't. I can go through the whole Gemara. But basically, the way Rashi teaches that Gemara is the Befeish like the Lady of Yehuda. Rashi teaches that Gemara to be saying that the Gemara Rava had said that God gave you an hour on the 5th hour to the 6th hour so you can collect wood to burn the fires. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara slows that up. Why do you need an hour to collect wood? Worse comes to worse, you won't find any wood. Now lucky is you only have to burn the fires till 12, it's Abiyah Hamid Al Shreya. After 12, after Chatzais, you could do beer any which way. So Rashi says that the Gemara is asking, Why look for wood? What's the big problem? If you don't find wood, it'll come the beginning of the seventh hour, and you'll be in the virus. That's thrown into the yard, or giving it to a coward. So Rashi's saying the famous that there's no problem waiting to the seventh hour. You want to say, why do you need wood for? You can wait from 12 o'clock to the sixth hour, the end of the sixth, and be mevayed any which way you want. So that Rashi seems to be like our Rashi in the Amid Aleph. And if you come out before, it's a very strong Ryan. When we get to the days on the days, we'll hopefully explain the Gemara according to both sheets. But Parshat, the Gemara in your days, is a Raya from Rashi, that Rashi holds, like he says by us, that's sort of like the Nebi Yehuda, that you get up to the seventh hour. So basically, there are two Gemaras like the Nebi Yehuda. Our Gemara in Yudhek Bashis, and the Gemara in your days on the days, at least the way Rashi explains. According to Nebi Yehuda?
Yeah,
the Pashtus, according to the view, that has to be burnt by the beginning of the seventh hour. By 12:00.1, it has to be burnt. That's the Pashtus. Okay? According to the Kesef Mishnah, it's a good question. Is it, no, according to the Kesef Mishnah, it's either 10:59.9, by 11 o'clock. Or by 11 plus a little. So really, the question is Tchila Shesh. So that the question is, what does he mean? Does he mean the beginning of the fire, the end of the fire? It's not for now. But whatever it is, even if you say you just have to start it, you have to start it at 11. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to start it until minute 12. Yeah, but I don't assume that that's when we're talking even in the case where it could burn in 5 minutes. The halacha is a bekishtelf even if it burns for 5 minutes. What you want to say is that maybe they don't argue, you have to stop burning in the beginning, around that, but finish by the 12. Which could be, Rishon Zalman and talk to that such a star. But the Maita, they're arguing, because they do this at Tchilas Sheva, and the Tchilas Baras is Tchilas Shesh. The Maita is still my place. Have a good question, what about the time that it takes to burn? It's a discussion, we're going to discuss it, but it's the Maita they're arguing about. A nafkamina between the two shittas, which I think Rav Shlomo Zalman needs to say later, would be the halacha of charchai kaidim zmanai mutar la'achad manai charchai ches reish chafav. If you ruin the chavit, this charchai means you singe it, you burn the outside of it. Kaidim zmanai, before the zman iser, mutar la'achad manai. If you make the chum, it's not roi l'achima. Before Pesach, then it's mutter after Pesach. Chokoy l'achaz mana. If it's already chum, it's already this man, and it's aser. And then you do something to make it not roi l'achima, so it's too late. Also l'achaz mana. So it's not mounted the chum. What happens between in the sixth hour, between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock, if somebody does damage to his chametz, someone ruins his chametz, so what happens in that hour, does that chametz consider chametz shavu lo b'tam? Someone realizes he has chametz, so it's already 11:30, he goes and he does put something in it that makes him arei l'achila, and now he has a shayla, is this considered chametz shavu lo b'tam? So it would seem that according to Shulchan Aruch Aram, it already has a dim chametz. So already, after 11:05, after 11 o'clock, it's too late. That's Karachai La'achaz Man. That's already the time was supposed to be destroyed by 11. So 11:30, you make the chametz not roi la'achila. It's already too late. So Mishav Allah Bapesh. Mashiach came. According to Nadi Yehuda, it will not be Chavos Shavuot Bapesach. Because between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock, you're not mechuyev to burn it, you're allowed to hold it. It's still Kaidim Zmanai. So as long as it's Kaidim Zmanai, it's Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, you never had a dinner of Chavos Shavuot Bapesach. And it will be nothing. Now, you might think that this is not a common case. I mean, prior to that, it would be a tremendous nafkamina to a shayla that many places can discuss. Shayla is, we sell our chametz to a guy in Eretz. It happens every once in a while that somebody comes running in to sell the chametz to the guy, and it's already late. There's a big shayla what to do. What do you do? You sell. So the shayla is the whole Erev Pesach. Someone sell the chametz to a guy. First, let's talk about the afternoon of Erev Pesach. That's not our machlokes, okay? Let's say it's the afternoon of Erev Pesach. You're allowed to sell chametz to a guy in the afternoon of Erev Pesach?
No.
No, because it's Sreya. There have been cases where people sold the chametz to a guy Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And the shayla is that part of that Adin of Chametz Shavuot on a Pesach. And bottom line, the place can say that it's Chametz Shavuot on a Pesach. You can't sell it after Chatzais, it's too late. That's Chametz Shavuot on a Pesach. If you sell it to the guy after Chatzais, it doesn't work. It's a Tei Yeshua that gives an Eitzah. Tei Yeshua says that on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, what you should do, let's say a Baal Bos comes running in, he wants to sell the Chametz, the Chametz too late. Tells you, you know, he's got a lot of chametz. So he gives an eitzah. Yeshua says that the exact way that Yeshua says is slightly different, just to simplify. He says that you can sell the room the chametz is in to the guy, sell him the room. And then he'll be kind of, can you chatz, and he'll be kind of the chametz. Because you're not selling the chametz, from the best of that law. The chametz is happening. You sell him the room, and the main will be kind of the chametz, the king of hearts, it will be a very chametz all the days. That's the nature that says that the Yeshua and the Rishon Bikurim, what? It's
very awesome
by not. It's very awesome by not to use, you can't tell it to the God.
So,
but this nature says, in the Yeshua, but the chametz is a knas already took place, because you already owned it. But you owned it, this man is, so it didn't become us already. So you sold it, you swear
to God.
No, chas is kind
of.
But if a guy comes and he picks it up, he takes it home, he became Yisrael. But the Marishus only that the fact that it became Yisrael is not mafkia for Marishus. If a guy actually takes it home with him, then it's from the guys. So we saw it
happen.
We have a positive. What is it? What? Swear,
no, guys,
the Prima Gata says on this day, Yeshua, he said that Yeshua is wrong. He puts it down. And he says he disagrees with him. It's too late. But in the sixth hour, he's masking. The Tanaisa for the sixth hour itself. In the sixth hour, it's already also about Noah, you can't tell it to a guy. He says if you want to use this Asa, either sell him the Rishus or another more complicated Asa. But if you want to use one of these Asas to make it a guy, in the sixth hour, he says that's a good idea. There it would work. That's what the dream of God. The Chaira, this is totally in the Machlaikis that we're talking about. What is the status of chametz in that hour? If you hold that the chametz in that hour is not yet fallen under the obligation of Tashvisu, that if in that hour you didn't do anything wrong, you didn't burn it yet, you're not in that law, we're not going to make a knas on the Jew for only chametz in that hour, so you did nothing wrong. In the sixth hour, between 11 and 12, you're allowed to own chametz, there's going to be a lot of chametz. So then the Prima Gadol is right. Why? Because why would we make a knas on him? If in that hour he somehow found a trick to get it to a guy, the trick would work. Because there's always the constant. And Shua says, this is why I saw the knas. I'm sure I'm going to take the knas. So it's a knas on him to have him come to the shasis. So according to Prima Gadol, it makes sense according to the sheet of the United Yehuda. according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that he was already over in Isser by waiting till 11:30, waiting until the Sistel. It's Yitzhakit, it's Yitzhakit. But just like Karkai Akar Ananai, just like Rosh Hashanah, down the brings that if you would make it Nishtam Achid at 11:30, it would have a dinner club Shalom Abba Pesach. So what's the difference if I make it Nishtam Achid at Kelev, or if I make it a Geis, my Nakamina? If you hold, and Shlomo Zalman doesn't talk about selling, but Shlomo Zalman does talk about Karkai Achid Manah. Shlomo Zalman says that if you make it at 11:30, you would make it Nishtam Achid at Kelev, it's too late, it's already from Shalom Abba Pesach. L'chaim, the same thing would follow. Then if you sell it to a guy, it would be too late.
How would you sell it anyway? It's not worth the stuff.
So that's why you need to say, so you can't really sell it. So you sell the room, and this would just have to, the guy would be kind of a nailer with a king of Hasid. That's why you need the eight, so that Yeshua gives. Okay, that you're a nailer, okay, you're not actually selling it. Okay?
Would you be
Mashiach
Thomas?
What? You are Mavatli. You are Mavatli. Even if you're Mavatli Thomas, there's still Knaas from Shomar Pesach. We'll learn that later. Even if you do Bittul, this is not adequate. So it does Bittul, there's still Knaas from Shomar Pesach. The first is Sifat Shulchan Aruch. And as far as I know, there's no Chalukim. So this was not adequate to make Rice from Shomar Pesach.
That's Kashi.
First
Kashi.
And why does Hashem set it up that way? Yeah, but that's in other words, taking this kind of this halach. Why is Hashem set that? Why is it this way? Let me get stupid. Okay, but you follow what I'm saying? Just you follow the sheet is follow. Okay, so this is an afkamina between the Shofar Haravniket of Mishnah against the Nidiv of Rav Ashesik. You follow that story that is there. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Kesef Mishnah, in that hour, in the sixth hour, if you do either Karkai, you'd be making this on the head of Keller, or you sell it to a guy, either one, it's too late, it's already going to be awesome. According to the Nidah of Yehuda and the Rashi, I say, if in the sixth hour you either do Karkai or sell it to a guy, it'll be mutter, because you didn't do anything wrong. Which means the Prima Garden is going with the Shita of the Nag of Yehuda and the Rashi Isis, which makes sense. Why? Why? Why does it make sense that the Prima Garden are going to Shita of the Nag of Yehuda and the Rashi Isis? Anybody know? Because the Prima Garden wrote the Rashi Isis. Okay? The Rashi Isis and the Prima Garden is the same author. So it makes a lot of sense that the Prima Garden is going to Shita of the Rashi Isis and the Nag of Yehuda. It's a sorry, can argue with it, you know? Yeah, sorry. Because you now have an offering. If you give a guy Matani, I think I'm offering. You give someone a gift, he's thankful to you. He's appreciative for you. Yeah, he appreciates that you gave him a gift. He appreciates that you gave him a gift. Okay, so we have now a tremendous Machai. I know a nice with the out of town rug, who people make him a shliach to sell the chametz, and he nailed his shtaris to a Brooklyn rug to do the mechila thing. And it came in the mail on Erev Pesach into the Zman Isser. Came in the mail on Erev Pesach, too late. If he was a Peshaya or an Irish, I came in to you. I don't know about a nice man. I don't know. I know because the Rav came after the Pham Shosok didn't know what to do. So it happens. It happens every year. We're selling the Chametz Erev Pesach. I sold the Chametz with about 20 other Rabbanim in Flatbush. One guy and 20 Flatbush Rabbanim and a few Farakler Rabbanim sitting around. This guy owns a lot of Chametz, you know, every time he walks out. Every year, somebody comes running in. Is it too late for me to sell the Chametz? Yeah. So we have a Yisaitis thinking of Machlaikis. Our entire discussion is about the status of this hour. Okay? That's the entire discussion. We'll discuss it further. But just in your mind, you have to appreciate the Shaila is how far back the full Isser Chametz is status. Now, I told you there are two important dinim that have to do with these two different issues. This is one. The question of when to do biur. This is second thing. Slach is matniyah on our sugya. Slach and the sunsite for both things. We do bitul chametz after sneikas chametz. And we do biur and then we do bitul. And it's a machar, it's a ramad, shulchan aras, and it's tuflam, it's tuflam, and dalas, and fez, that you do biur first, bitul second. Why? We'll have to discuss that, it's just too far off topic. But the halacha is that bitul is first, that biur is first, bitul is second. So the tzlach is matnia on our gemara. He says, how could you say nivdak b'shis? Do bedika in the sixth hour. If you do bedika in the sixth hour, you can't do bitul until the sixth hour, because bitul has to follow bedika and biur. It's bedika, biur, bitul. She says the halacha is you cannot do bitul chametz after the chametz became osab anah. We're going to learn later. You can't. It's too late. Once chametz becomes osab anah, it's too late. Bitul does not work. The chametz has to be yours, Nikra Din, in order to do bitul. Bitul does not work after 11 o'clock, after the sixth hour began. So the tzlach says he doesn't understand. Lots shot the nivdei b'shis. How could you do bedika and shis and beer and shis and then bitul? It's too late to do bitul. And this kasha bothers the tzlach so much that he says a teretz, which I think to all of us sounds like a daitik. He says this gemara is going like Rav Yossi Aglili. Yet the Aglili shita is that chametz is mutar b'hamah. And we have to say the gemara is kasha. And if they b'shir, this is a kasha like Rav Yossi Aglili. It's not a satisfying teretz at all. That bothered the tzlach. Some cipher says a different teretz. Some cipher says he has the same kasha when he's finished. Some sefer has the same kasha. How could you say nivdei b'shis? When are you going to do bitul? So the some sefer answers the nivdei b'shis is lav davka b'shis. It means you should do bedika early enough to finish by the sixth hour, including bitul, which is like Shlomo Zalman Abbas said to answer Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says that, in other words, this is a second reason to say nivdei b'shis is lav davka. Nivdei b'shis means finish bedika by the sixth hour. That you should be done with the bedika in time for the sixth hour. That's how the Sun Sefer answers. So that means that Sun Sefer and the Tzlach are arguing. The Tzlach understands nivdei b'shis is davka. You have to do bedika in the sixth hour, davka in the sixth hour. And then maybe he has a kasha. The Sun Sefer says nivdei b'shis is lav davka. It means you should be finished before the sixth hour. So therefore, including bitul, you should finish everything by the sixth hour. I just want to make a point. This machlokes regarding bitul between the tzlach and the Sun Sefer comes out to be the same tali and the same machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Medrash of Yehuda. Right? The Shulchan Aruch Harav said that you have to do biur by the beginning of the sixth hour. So according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, what kaish nivdei b'shis? He finished before the sixth hour. That was the Shulchan Aruch Harav Shita. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is the Sun Sefer, same Shita, that are coming from two different directions. Sun Sefer says nivdei b'shis is lav davka because he had the second kasha, he had the kasha from bitul. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav is going to say nivdei b'shis means before the sixth hour. Why? Because he was coming the kayak biur. So you have to burn it. So there are two different kashas, but the teretz is the same. That nivdei b'shis means by the sixth hour you should be finished. Follow? The Shulchan Aruch Harav and Sun Sefer from two different kashas are coming to the same pshat in the Gemara. Nivdei b'shis means be finished by the sixth hour. Why did the Nagid of Yehuda and the Rashi Yosef disagree with the Shulchan Aruch Harav? Because the Nagid of Yehuda held that nivdei b'shis is davka. Nimtei Peshis means in the fifth hour. So the Meila, he was Mechadesh, that you don't have to burn it until the end of the sixth hour. That, like the Yehuda, and Rashi says, Bach is seeing when that Peshaya, his name is his mother, his name is Chaya. So he wrote the Nebbi Yehuda, he wrote the Bach. He also wrote the double revolver. I don't know if his name was revolver. But you see that, so now if you just collect everything we talked about today, what we basically did is made two lines of sheetahs about the sixth hour. We have three sets of topics, so to speak, that are totally dislikeous. You made a chart, a line, you have the Yarab Sheetah, Yiddik Peshitah, not the Yarab, and the Shukhanah Harab Sheetah, that is the Lab Dab Kashis. The Yehuda called Dab Kashis, and three sets of Nafkaminas. The first Nafkamina, if you're allowed to burn it, in between the 11 and 12 hours, 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Number two, the din of either Farchai or selling it to a guy in the sixth hour. And number three, the Tzvak Kasha from Bittul. All these things are totally in this discussion, the Kaish of Yitzik Vishus. Okay, Yaakov, you will. Well, you can't do all three in the sixth hour because you can't do Bittul if it became Asabana. And it became Asabana at the beginning of the sixth hour. Too late to do Bittul. You also can't sell it to a guy then. So you're selling to a guy in Balsana. It's too late.
Why is it not having until the
beginning of the sixth hour? That's the Natayah. If you're Abana, according to the Natayah, you're not allowed to have it from here. Now, according to Shulchan Aruch, you can't have it from here. You have to burn it right away to 11. But Yehuda says no such thing. But Shulchan Aruch says, no, it isn't. It's a habit at that point.
Well,
it's kind of
when
the
Yehuda should be like
according to some Sefer, by the beginning of the sixth hour, you have to finish Dika, Bior, and Bittul. All three. Yehuda, Peshis, and you should be finished with everything. You should get till the beginning of the sixth hour, which is 11. Some Sefer is saying that when the Kesef Mishnah says the Bior should be by the beginning of the sixth, he means the Bior and the Bittul. Doesn't fit well with Lashon. But right now, I don't have another terrace. But now we don't have another terrace. Yeah. Well, what he's saying is that the Gemara's kasha is a b'shis because it's a different problem. That's the only way that means. Surah Noah, that's the Ferish. Everyone holds the Surah Noah begin by Sheish. The question is that the Pi is to burn it at the beginning of things. Why is there a Pi to burn it? But the exact way that leaves is the Pi to burn it. A Jew has to burn even. Well, that's good for the Machlokes. What the Yisrael Noah Zecher? The Chiyus to burn it? And the Yisrael Noah, you're right, there's no Yisrael Noah. But a Jew's own promise is not to destroy. You have to believe that you're not enough. The Jew's promise you have to destroy. Yeah, that's correct. The right significance of Tila Sheish, you're right, there's no significance. So Yehuda says that the degree got bound by it. The kind of. Yehuda Bishis, according to him, what's the significance of the sixth hour? You're correcting, according to that degree, there's no significance in the sixth hour. Well, yes, it's a question. I don't know. Becoming parents. And now, we're not really done with the sixth hour. I mean, it's a brisker rav. He just puts all this into Mamdisha terms. This Garav, it's in the Grach HaRashas, at least in some of the prints. This Garav goes on a Gemara later. But basically, what the Biskarov says is that you could learn the Isra of the sixth hour two ways. You could learn that Chazal started the Isra of Chametz an hour early, but he calls the Chetza of Chametz, of Isra of Chametz, starts an hour early. Or you could learn that no, the Dinei Chametz start at 12. There's a din on the person that an hour earlier he's got to be careful, he's got to watch out. In other words, what is the way Chazal formed or they phrased the Isser Chametz Mesheshas? Is that an Isser that they said the din Chametz, which starts at 12, starts an hour earlier at 11? Or did they say, no, this Chametz starts at 12, but we're telling people, be careful, watch out. Be careful an hour early. Yeah, not to mean this, because the Rav mentions the Nafkamina, if you can burn Chametz Shel Truma in the sixth hour. Really, this is their right to burn Truma. Truma Tahira is not burn. If the Truma Tahira is Yisurei Amar, then you're allowed to burn it. Which means the Truma is Chametz, is Shas is the Chametz, the Tchilas is the Chametz, you're allowed to burn it. The Biskar Rav says that if you have Truma Shel Chametz, you can't burn it early. You have to wait from the first minute of the Yisr and burn it right then. Because you're not allowed to burn Chametz, calls them out, it's not Yisr. It's an Yisr to destroy Chametz. So Shmar Tem has Truma Yisr. You're not allowed to destroy Truma. You're only allowed to destroy Truma once it becomes Yisr Eno. What about destroying it in the sixth hour? So he says it's totally. And how you learn is the Rabbana. If you learn that Chazal gave a din chametz, yet a din chametz of the Torah, which starts at noon, they started an hour early, then you could burn it for 6 hours, because it has a shem chametz. No, with deraisa, you're only not allowed to burn truma, which is usable truma. Truma, which is yisurei hamar, you're allowed to burn. Even if it's less than the Rabban, if the Chayel is no use for it, then you're allowed to destroy it. But you're asking, no, let me just finish. But he said, if the Isra is a din on the person, that the person has to watch out, not a din in the Chesed Shel Chametz, so then you wouldn't be allowed to burn it until the Isra begins. And the Chayyar, this is Tali, and this is not like, because he doesn't bring down this Machayyar, that's Tali, the Chayyar, that's Rabbi Yehuda, and Shulchan Aruch HaRav. According to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, from 11 o'clock, it has a din chametz. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's Tali. It's not actually a chametz supply. And you can ask that, who cares if it has a shem chametz? If the Payol, you can't physically have an off from it, so it should be allowed to burn it. This Rav shows that it's not that way. Because the Rambam says the Feirish that you can't burn Chametz Shel Truma in the sixth hour. If it is Ma'aseh Akhila, that means you can 10 or 11, certainly can't burn Truma Shel Chametz. Even though there's no way you can have enough from it then, because the halacha is that you're only allowed to eat Truma. You're never allowed to feed Truma to your dog. Never allowed to use Truma as firewood. Truma, you can never have any hanah except achila from truma. The halacha of truma is that you're only allowed to eat it, and not have other benefits from it. So the Biskar Rav says, why between 10 and 11 can I burn? Am I not permitted to burn chametz shel truma? The Rav says, the Pharisee is not permitted. You see, he says, because if it's not a chetzah shel iser, just the fact that you found a situation, you can't have enough from it, that's not a chetzah to burn it. It has to be a chetzah shel iser. Is it a chesed shalitza between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock? So the Biskar Rav, that's totally in how you learn the Yisra Drah abundance. You think of it as Shem Gomor abundance. The question of Yad, yes, the answer is they did. They gave it a full din of Yisra Chametz from 11 o'clock. Well, din of Chametz at 5. The question of Rabbi Yehuda, the answer is no. They did not give full Yisra Chametz from 11 o'clock. So we have a whole list of Nachmanides, which as far as Asug is concerned, it comes down to how you touch the Nidbei Bishis. Why does the translation of the words in Nidbei Bishis? Does it mean in the sixth hour, or does it mean by the sixth hour? And if that's small Nachmanides, I could buy the whole list of Nachmanides which we need. By the way, as far as Lameister, as the region of Shabura, he says like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. You should burn the Chametz, that's what we're going to make.
I'm not sure.